This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Have you guys changed your expectations since we've been gone? On the Royals, right? I understand the weekend series did not go the way you wanted.
And the homestand still went really well.
Homestand did. They still have won, what is it, 17 of 20 or 16 of 20, something like that at this point in time. But the American League Central is looking once again like it's going to be ultra competitive for a second straight year. The Twins have won 8 straight, 4 winning teams in the Central. The Royals have the 3rd best odds to win the Central, and yet we all know where they're at in terms of their record and how well they've been playing. And at one point, we were the hottest team in baseball prior to Friday night's game. And it was not that long ago, 2 years actually, heading into last season even, so less than 2 years, we were saying, hey, the AL Central stinks. All you got to do is get to like 86 games and you can win it. That is not all. Everybody up their game in the Central.
Anymore.
You notice that? Like everybody up their game in the Central at the same time, with the exception of the Chicago White Sox. And it's been because of pitching, which we'll discuss at 11 o'clock, but that is what is kind of weird for me. The expectation was always this year to go compete and win the American League Central. That hasn't changed. That's still the case here on May 12th. And no matter what their record is on June 1st or July 1st, that's going to be my expectation, that they raised the bar last year. What has changed, though, is what it's going to take to do that. Because a year or two ago, you would have said that 86, 87 wins, you'd probably almost lock in.
Every year, almost.
An American League Central title. Whereas, yet again, it's looking like you might have to be a 90-win team.
So my expectations are back in the division camp. I never buried the Royals. You and I talked about this. We went on the show. But the odds I thought of them winning the division were starting to, it was starting to be a little more fleeting gold, where I'm like, hey, you dug yourself enough of a hole. It's going to be a big challenge. I'm not sure that you'll be in that same mix now. No, they're in the same mix as everyone else. They're 2.5 games back. Same as the Guardians of the Minnesota Twins. It's so funny. They finally lose 2 in a row, the Royals. And then the Tigers lose 2 in a row. And then the Guardians finally lose 2 in a row. So they're all just kind of matchbooking each other throughout the season. Because when the Royals kept winning, so did the other teams. So they couldn't play any catch up, at least on that end. But no, they are still kind of who they are. And we can get into more of this as we go on. But the winning team versus losing team, this team can pitch. Like, expectations are like, okay, we're back in the division conversation again. I get a scoreboard watch a little bit, how the Tigers are doing week to week, how the Guardians are doing week to week. But do I think now I expect them to go deeper in the playoffs? No. The AL Central is a bit of a nightmare. That's the one part where you could say, if they don't win the division, because we thought the next logical step, Gold, was you made the playoffs, now go win.
No, that's still my expectation. That's still the bar. They did that to themselves last year.
Tough division.
Of course it is.
Tough division.
And the Tigers are in front right now. They're minus 175 at FanDuel to win the division. The Guardians sitting at plus 450. Then the Royals are plus 470, followed by the Twins still even there.
We've won 8 in a row.
At 6-1, and that's because, yeah, they've won 8 in a row. So everybody's winning. And yes, it does have some similarities to last season, Cody, where right now the big conversation, I think, at least among some of my friends, is yet again, all right, What are they doing against winning teams? What are they doing against, you know, below 500 teams? And much like last season, they're beating up on teams they should beat up on, and still the jury is out on what they can do against potential playoff teams.
Most, and they couldn't score this weekend.
This past weekend against the Red Sox, of course, would be an example of that. Now, they have the, I think they have, what, nine more against the White Sox still? That's a good thing on the schedule.
They got the Rockies again, and what's the deal?
I don't think so.
Because that might be the worst team in Major League Baseball history.
They've get the Rockies in the last, like, 2 days have given up 50 runs or something. It's insane.
I did like that they went with the Jordan Hudson meme after the game on Saturday. Yeah. They lost, like, 20 to whatever, and they just
20
sent
to
out,
nothing or 21 to nothing.
And they just sent out the meme that just said, we're not talking about this. Of her.
The Padres, the Padres absolutely destroyed the Colorado Rockies. But anyway, we can talk later in the week about strength of schedule and where the Royals are the rest of the way. But point being, it seems very similar in terms of that convo around them. And yeah, they're winning, but, and as we found out last year, the whole, hey, they can't beat good teams thing, it's going to prevent them from making the playoffs. And that was false. You can, it puts you in a spot where you need to continue to dominate lesser opponents. And you got to find ways to steal a few, but it can be done. Can you win the division without going out there, though, and beating teams like the Red Sox? No. Now, can you be a playoff team? Yes. But to win the division, yes, they're going to have to start beating some teams that are viewed as playoff teams. And that is where we get back into the bigger conversation that we're going to have for the next 2 months, I'm sure, which will be around the trade deadline. And what do they need to go get? We all know what it is. And how are they going to do that? And does that mean at one point later on the year is Caglione part of the equation? He's still in AA, so we're a long ways off of that.
It is
happening.
A Monday, though.
It is a Monday.
That is the natural call-up day for minor leaguers.
Look, it can happen at any time. I'll still stick with the original
Memorial Day timeline
for a variety of things. Memorial Day timeline is when they've moved on from Hunter Dozier in the past, so that could be the Hunter Renfro timeline. That is, to me, an opportunity, if that were to happen, that you would bump somebody up from AAA, therefore you would bump Cags to AAA. That's still the timeline I'll stick with, but it could happen any day.
I just like the division. The only part that opens up to that is maybe I don't need to call. Now, they're back in the, it would be a disappointment if they missed the postseason, Cam.
Oh, 1,000%.
And that was my feeling before the year. That was my feeling even during the losing streak. So that hasn't necessarily changed. But like, if you weren't in that, you should have a lot of resolve in that regard. The only thing I'll say about the division is that all these teams are the same. They can all pitch and no one can hit. So you're not at a disadvantage in the American League Central in that regard. And yeah, Jack Caglione, my stance has been, and we talked about this maybe a week ago, my stance has been, I'm ready for him to be in AAA because I want them to have the maximum amount of information on Jack Caglione before it comes to trade deadline time. Because if you just go outside the AL Central and not just look at that, it's a mess. So the entire American League stands. So you're like, all right, who's going to be trading? Who's not going to be trading away? There are two absolutely garbage teams in baseball right now. They are the Chicago White Sox, a team that was one of the worst teams in baseball last year, and the Colorado Rockies, the team we'd mentioned earlier. And everybody knows they stink. Everybody knows if they have pieces you want, maybe Luis Robert, or I don't know if the Rockies have any good players. It certainly doesn't seem like they do, but even the worst teams in the league have a player to trade. So that's an answer. But like, look across baseball, Gold. There are a lot of teams stuck in the middle. It's not going to be that easy to find a corner outfield bat.
We've started to see this, though, since they added the additional wildcard teams. This is why it's been good for baseball. More fans in markets believe their team is in it and later. And that looks like it'll potentially continue and find out who's actually sellers. Although you never know. I mean, a team like the Pirates last year were like a game out and they sold still.
I hate it.
Their ownership sucks in Pittsburgh. And then they already fired their manager this year. We all know they have Paul Skeens. I feel like he's just waiting out the clock here for five more
years
when he can get.
How many years of arb do I have?
You know, where he eventually gets traded or whatever. But I think the question will be out of the Central in particular, though. A month and a half-ish from now? Because remember, somebody wants to jump the line. Uh-huh. Somebody in early June is going to jump the line and make a big trade. The Royals were pretty quick a year ago when they went out and made a trade or two. They've done that before. Who's going to jump the line in June? Because I don't think you can even count. May is too early. I have no problem with anybody.
Yeah,
June, at some point in June, is somebody willing to jump the line to pay a premium, potentially, or they think they're getting a better deal to go get that bat? And a lot of things, injuries are going to play a role in all this for all these teams. But yes, the Central right now is looking like, much like a year ago, man,
the
it's
going
to be really, really competitive down to the final week.
When they traded for Urseg, like, they ended up being ahead of the market, which was very smart. Yep. Because as we saw the reliever market as time went on, man, it was not cheap. Like, it got kind of pricey across the board, and that's kind of where you land. I was just looking, like, how many teams are within, like, 3 games of .500? I mean, there are more than just the Rockies and the White Sox are bad teams. You mentioned Pittsburgh across the board. But, yeah, they're going to have to at some point make kind of a decision on that. But, yeah, it was fun to watch the Royals go on a hot streak like that. Did it stink watching them lose 2-3 against the Red Sox this weekend? Sure, including Saturday, which was games that happen in baseball sometimes, which you're just like, well, don't have to watch this one. That's just an ass kicking. Okay, moving on. Like, those are actually easier than yesterday where you're like, it's 1-1 in the sixth. You make one mistake, it gets sent over the wall, and then you don't have enough offense to make up the difference.
Then because of the pitching, you would like, and I know they've lost 2 in a row, but you would like to think that long losing streaks, when you have pitching like this, aren't going to happen. You can keep these down to a 2 or 3 game losing streak.
They don't become
Six or seven. They had the one long streak there,
yeah,
obviously. But typically, you think with this pitching that's not going to be the case.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.